break something in here.
I really have never, ever experienced anyone like this before.
I'm so happy.
Everybody's happy.
I mean, I'm beyond.
But you're, yeah.
I'm going to explode.
Yes.
Literally explode.
Yes. Can you do it early so that we can just move on?
Sure, maybe. Okay. You'll have to put it all together like some goo.
Nope.
I don't know what, man.
No, thank you.
Don't want to. Howdy, sir. Happy Friday. Woo!
To you as well.
All that kind of crap.
You have any plans?
You're not going to be sober by about midnight tonight. That's
wow, you're waiting until midnight.
Damn sure. Well, by then, it'll all have kicked in.
I see.
Everything will.
Gotcha.
I got a list of three things going in.
I got
into
you.
The system.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the show today, shall
all
we?
Right.
We there's another story about snakes in the toilet.
Oh, my
yep.
God. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
This planet is trying to kill you.
That is my childhood fear come to life, and it keeps happening over and over again.
You know, there's a lot of TV shows I watch that up in the corner, it'll say smoking and language and violence.
Yes.
And then fear. And then I always think, you know,
fear.
Isn't that weird?
I've never seen fear.
I know,
fear.
It's really weird. Now watch for it. You'll probably start to
wow.
see it.
Wow.
But this is you. This is your life.
Yes.
Thanks to these stories.
Every time I talk myself out of it. No, don't be ridiculous. It's never going to happen.
Another one comes
every
along.
Time, then there's a story.
Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Artists that everyone else loves that you hate.
Bobby McFerrin. Well, at least that song.
We're going to do a phone
topic.
I see.
Okay.
I wasn't just asking you right now.
I have a list.
Necessarily.
Yeah.
Also, from 5 to 7, we do our old request fest.
Oh, I can't wait.
Which is good fun. Whatever song gets your weekend started right, we will play it for you.
Yep, loud-ass party music.
And the high-low game.
$2,000. It's
is up to $2,000.
Yeah.
Between now and 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. Why did no one in my life care enough about me to tell me about black and white cookies?
This is your first experience?
Well, I assume I've had it before.
Right.
But, wow.
They are delicious, aren't they?
Got some for a friend. Ate some of those.
A really nice friend, man.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite friends of yours.
Agreed.
Really cool person.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice of you, by the way.
And I dug in,
mm-hmm.
and black and white cookies are amazing. And why did no one love me enough to tell me that?
That is messed up. That's messed up. I mean, Cantor's.
How could I miss that? How is it possible that I missed that my whole life?
Cantor's has really good ones, but where did you go? Henry Winkler said that this is his favorite.
Bee's Bakery, I want to say.
Bee's
I'm not
Bakery.
Positive. In Tarzana.
Yeah. Tarzana, okay.
And, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Henry Winkler loves them, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an odd
one. It is. You know, anything he says, if he loves it, well,
sure.
We can take his word for it.
Well, it's quite good. I can tell you that. And there may be none for our friend by the time the show is over.
Oh, well, you know, I got a tie
here. Those are, wow.
Delicious.
Those are crack.
Yeah, it's like a Star Trek episode, that guy that was half black and half white,
oh,
right down the middle.
But not as tasty.
Not quite as tasty. He wasn't quite as delicious. That's true. So I can't believe you've never had them. Welcome to it. Isn't it neat when you
can't
find
either.
Some new food.
Yes. How?
New whatever.
I'm sure I've had it before.
Yeah.
And I just forgot.
Yeah.
But
maybe they weren't as good as these.
These are, wow. Wow.
There is something really delicious about them. I don't know why.
Our friend is going to be so disappointed when we finish
I know.
This.
That's too bad.
That's a shame.
Oh, well.
But what are you going
to
do?
Maybe she can drive there to Cantor's or whatever and get some.
No one told me.
Down the line.
So I'll do my best. That's all I can offer. I'm just living my life. I'm just doing my thing. Just living my life.
Cool.
Trying to get past my childhood fears.
But the world won't let you.
My childhood fear is sitting on a toilet with a snake inside of it. And it happens about once a month.
Yeah, now back in the day, maybe you'd see it in the Enquirer once every 2 years.
Yes, but also because it was in the Enquirer, I would doubt it.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I can.
Well, it's possible that that's not true.
I can go ahead and sit down again tonight and not worry about it for my daily constitutional.
Mm.
But, Ox, that's not the case anymore.
This is a story of a Dutch man who was on a safari in South Africa.
Oh, well, there's your problem. I mean, he's going to find a snake everywhere. He had one in his hat.
There's one word in here that's super not cool.
Yeah.
Man's penis rots after being bitten by snake while sitting on the toilet in South Africa.
You told me. Yeah, I wasn't going to like this.
I don't love the word rot.
You're right.
I'm not down with that.
No, I figure I got at least another 30 years before that starts happening.
The 47-year-old victim, and by the way, I'm leaving out the really gross stuff.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Why?
And you're not going to think I am when I tell you this next part.
I mean, that part really gets worse than that?
Way worse.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Way worse.
Wow.
Should I go on?
Yes, you should.
The 47-year-old victim suffered.
Face your fears.
Scrotal necrosis. You know what necrosis is?
Is that kind of like an Egyptian phrase? If something other, they would. It's like a what happens to the mummy?
Maybe, but it's your skin dying.
Right.
Your skin is dying.
Right. Well, scrotal, what do you need that thing for?
Scrotal necrosis. Those words are together.
Those should never be together. No.
It's the first case of, quote, and this is an accurate quote from the medical journal, snouted cobra envenomation of the genitals.
Wow. You said that really well. I would have never gotten past that phrase.
I can't, but there's so much I can't.
Right. And this is the first case known to mankind?
I believe
that they know of
so.
For sure, like the official... Whoa, look at that. That's not good.
Necrosis is commonly referred to as a flesh-eating disease, and it is potentially deadly.
Oh, jeez. This guy had a rotten
trip. It requires quick, immediate treatment with intravenous antibiotics.
And he's in South Africa on a safari, so, you know, there's a hospital round every...
It took him 3 hours to catch a helicopter to go the 220 miles to a hospital.
This does not sound like immediate treatment.
And so now he has since had reconstruction surgery to try and put it back together again.
Wait, so there's even... You're saying there's still worse bits to this story buried in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, still that's, you know, dead.
Right.
And then they're doing reconstructive surgery.
Right.
To get it working again.
Fire up the pump.
Something. I don't know.
They're trying to refire the pump.
I left out all the gross details.
Really?
Yes.
It
really describes it.
Really?
What happened in great detail.
Man. Well, thank you for that.
I wish I wouldn't have read. It will be stuck in my mind forever. And my childhood fear is alive and well. Great.
That's horrifying.
Great. Necrosis of the scrotum. Come on. Stop it.
What do you got going on down there? Well, a little necrosis of the scrotum. That's the first time I've ever seen it. Hold on, I'll check the books. Yep, that's brand new. What the hell?
What does it say about me that's the volume I like my music at?
It says that you like rock.
I mean, loud.
That's how it should be played.
Louder the better.
Agreed.
Come on.
Time for the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. You could win $2,000.
$2,000 up for grabs right now.
The number is between 0 and 95, and we can tell you the last guess was 60, and that was too high.
Too high.
So if you call her 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, you'll win Evanescence and Hailstorm tickets at YouTube Theater, and you get to guess in the high-low game.
Take a stab at it. Call now. Good luck. 818-955-KLOS.
It is the KLOS high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
Oh my gosh, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you.
You are caller 13, Kathy.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Now, you have to guess a number.
Well, you already win Evanescence. That
correct.
That's nice.
You win.
You win.
And you can win $2,000 by giving us the winning number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 60, and it was too high.
Come on, Kathy, do it. I want to give you $2,000.
All right. I'm going to go with 59.
You high? Are you high?
The mean computer says you're too high.
Oh, too high.
Damn mean computer. I'll kick it. I'll throw a beer on it.
Sorry, Kathy.
All right. That's okay. Thank you.
No worries. And you got your Evanescence tickets. You're going to see them at the YouTube Theater. Those tickets are on sale right now via Ticketmaster. And I want you to have a hell of a weekend.
All right. You guys do too.
I mean, the Wiltern's going to be a damn good place to see those guys.
Agreed.
That's going to be so cool. And it's a nice safe distance from now. Dirty Honey right there. That is their latest The Wire. Going to be showing up with Wolfie Van Halen on March 2nd. That's a long time from now. You know, all these other shows are having to cancel and postpone. But March 2nd, 2022 should be safe enough. Tickets on sale now!
Billy Joel did an interview with USA Today and raved about both Adele and Taylor Swift. Now, I don't know if you have somebody like this in your life, but my former partner, Bean, used to love Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah. And I could have, in my life, completely ignored her.
100%.
Didn't care about the music, didn't care about anything.
Don't care that it exists, doesn't care if it went away. Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Goes away, fine. Yeah. Stays around, fine. I don't care.
I don't know that I know a Taylor Swift song, actually. I mean, I'm sure I've heard it.
I'm sure you've heard a lot and because they play them constantly.
I'm super good at avoiding bad music.
No.
Really good at it.
I wish I was. So
your partner loves them.
So he would bring her up like every day.
Oh, really?
And so then I had to take the opposite stance and say, oh my God, I can't take Taylor Swift.
Right, who cares?
She drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So Billy Joel says, Adele is a phenomenal singer, kind of a Streisand throwback. And then as for Taylor Swift, he said, She's a very talented girl, and she's productive and keeps coming up with the great concepts and songs, and she's huge. You have to give her high marks. She knows music, and she knows how to write. She's like that generation's Beatles.
Oh, why do people always have to go to the Beatles well?
Well, I mean,
I mean, come on.
I assume that's the highest praise he could heap on her.
I guess so, but sheesh.
Come on now.
I mean, Bean must have been jumping up and down. Yeah, finally, someone
come
hears
on.
It. My goodness,
oh.
He would say. Keep it very G-rated.
So, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if there is a band or singer that everyone else seems to like.
Oh, man.
Even if it's not our format.
Your significant other is a big fan of
yes.
whomever.
Yes.
And you just have
and
to
talks
hear.
About them constantly. Mm-hmm. And you know that they're huge with their fans.
Right.
But you're not one of them.
Don't care.
Everybody else seems to care except for you.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Good luck. I would rather you didn't make those noises. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about artists that everyone in the world seems to like, except you. What is your band?
U2.
Really?
Yeah, you know, actually, I found U2 is a really interesting, polarizing band. People either love them, and it's about half of them, or they hate them.
Huh, I've not noticed that.
No middle ground. It's right down the middle. Have you ever seen U2 play live?
I mean, I can't stand them.
So you're saying no. I mean, that makes total sense.
I don't like Bruce Springsteen either, but yeah, I guess we don't have to go there. Just one.
I've heard that a lot over the years as well. What's your name?
Errol. E-R-R-O-L-L.
I mean, dissing the boss. But what's your the band everybody seems to love? You don't? Call us. Tell us. 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS of the California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Billy Joel was asked by USA Today about Adele and Taylor Swift, and he gave Taylor Swift really high marks.
Mm.
He said they're this generation's Beatles.
Ouch.
Take it easy.
I hate that kind of phrase.
So the question is, you don't like an artist that everybody else seems to love. You have one?
Queens of the Stone Age.
I don't know that everybody loves them, but...
Interesting.
Yeah, why don't you like Josh and crew?
I used to work with this guy, and he would just bombard me all the time, like, you gotta listen to this band,
yeah.
You gotta listen to this band.
That does
and
it.
I'm busy working.
Right.
And I'm just like, I can't listen to it. 5 minutes later, have you listened to it yet? I'm like, no.
No!
Listen to it.
Dude, people, thanks for calling.
People really do the opposite of what they
yes,
intend.
Yes, that happens all the time. Don't yep. try and push your whatever on anybody.
Correct.
It doesn't work. KLOS, hello.
Especially your whatever.
Yeah. What's the band you love or hate that everybody seems to love?
Hey, this is Rick from Data Point, man. I don't get the big deal with Kanye West and or Beyonce.
Yeah, Kanye worse.
Yeah, stand up.
Right Kanye, I sort of liked in the early days before
Did
he
you?
Got, yeah, before he got crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
always been crazy. Yeah.
He's always been crazy.
Kanye or Yee or whatever he's calling himself.
Yeah, yeah, he's calling himself Ye.
Yeah. Yeah. You know when he showed up and he was like, he walked on stage during the awards and he's like, I'm really happy for you and I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm like, dude.
By the way, Beyonce at Coachella.
Yeah.
Blew me away.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, very interesting.
It was miraculous.
No, she can sing. I just don't get the big deal.
Right.
All right. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My favorite band is Gwar. I love Gwar, and everybody hates Gwar.
That works the opposite
that
way.
A lot, yeah. Right
Thank
on.
You.
Thanks for calling. I got a lot of those bands that I love,
right?
And everybody else hates.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm the only one in the whole world. I know it, but Tom freaking Petty.
Oh, how do you not like Mr. Petty?
You go straight to hell.
And enjoy this dial tone. 818-955-KLOS. Everybody loves that band or artist except you.
We're talking about artists that everyone else loves that you sort of hate. You have one?
Wow. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
So what's a band you hate that everyone on Earth seems to love?
Yeah, I hate everything. No, I don't hate anything.
Wait, nice.
Wait.
I got a list of things I hate.
All right, you got a list of stuff right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know, it's been so long. I've been on hold for so long.
Right, but now you're not saying anything.
Yeah, now you're here.
I know, but who is this?
Mark and Brian.
Mark and Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark and Ryan. So we're killing it.
Mark and Ryan. Yeah, that's right.
See, you know, I've been on hold for so long.
Where'd you get a phone?
I've been hold for, like, forever, man. I've been hold on forever.
Well, dude, can I just take this opportunity to thank you for calling?
We call you guys.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey. You have an artist everyone loves that you hate?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yeah,
I can't.
And can you put your finger on why? And that was not intentional. It really wasn't, I swear. But can you figure out why? Say why?
To me, I feel like they're just a cover band.
Mm. I got you.
All right. They cover everybody's stuff. They're not original. Can't stand them.
It's got to be somebody out there fuming right now. How dare you? Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Talking about artists that everyone loves except you.
Yeah, Drake. I don't like Drake.
I don't know that I can name a Drake song either.
I think you would recognize.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Who is it that you know that loves Drake that you have to run?
I'm just coworkers, and they like to listen to it. And I'm like, oh my god, he has that talk rap. I just don't like it. He's funny. I saw him on Saturday Night Live. He's a good actor.
Oh, nice.
Funny.
Just don't care for his music. All right.
Yeah, and you don't want to be subjected to it. Yeah.
I got you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Did you say Kanye worst?
That yes. Awesome.
Yes, he did.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Artists everyone loves that you sort of don't.
I have two.
All right.
Rush and The Police.
Wow. Poor Sting.
You feel bad for Sting?
Yeah.
I can't stand either one of their voices.
I can say yay on one of those and not on the other, and I'm not going to say which. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, that band that you hate and everybody else loves.
We're talking about artists that everybody else loves, seems to love, and you hate. You have one?
Bruce Springsteen.
The boss gets two bad check marks.
I got to tell you, I never loved the songs of his that got played on the radio. And I didn't know him well, but I had a friend who said, hey, you need to go see him live. He's one of those acts that will win you over live.
Right.
And he was.
Huh. Okay. Would you go see him live to see if you could get a second shot out of him?
No.
Nope.
Did I win anything?
Nope. But thanks for calling.
I like that he held on to that till the very end.
Maybe I won something. Hi, KLOS. Band you hate, everybody else loves.
Stevie Nicks with Fleetwood Mac. I like Fleetwood Mac before Stevie Nicks. It's elevator music when she's on there.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
It sounds like she's sitting on her vibrator when she sings, you know.
Howard Stern would approve.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
Thanks for calling. I never thought of vibrato that way. Vibrato.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Hi, KLOS.
Hey there. Hey, first off, I got to thank you guys for the tickets that I won to Volbeat. It was my first time in a slam pit, and I absolutely loved it.
Great.
Nice. That's
fantastic.
Awesome. That's hilarious. Awesome.
At age 61, that's a great thing.
Yes, it is. What can we play for you?
Well, I wanted to actually, I'm following up on the bands.
Oh, yeah, bands that you don't like, but everybody else damn well does.
Used to shock the hell out of everybody. Led Zeppelin.
Woo! Wow, really?
I bet that shocks everyone.
But I've never owned a Led Zeppelin album, yet I used to have to play it in bands. But I love Dread Zeppelin and own their music.
That's funny. I can see that. So it's a little rough for you to listen to KLOS then, because we play a Zepp song or two.
Actually, over the years, I guess after I hit about, 55 or so, I actually started to appreciate it a little bit more.
Gotcha.
But it's one of those that it would come on the radio when I was all the way from when they first came out all the way up until probably about 10 years ago. And I used to almost cringe when they would come on, and I would go and I would find my unled at
Yep.
And I put it on just because I had to hear Tortelvis, you know?
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're coming around to the dark side. That's good.
Well, I've always loved Ozzy and all sorts of other music, and I love all types of music. I mean, I'm a musician. I play keyboards.
But right.
I tell you, man, that's one band that I never really ever got into when I was younger.
There's always one, really. There's always some band you're like, eh. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
What song will get your weekend started off right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. If we can find it, if like some other station might have played it back in the day, we don't care.
If we have it,
yeah,
we'll try and play it.
And if it's loud, we'll throw it on.
Yeah, louder the better.
Debbie hit me up a couple of days ago and said, I used to go see heavy metal all the time as a midnight. Would you be able to throw that on in your little ARF?
And the answer is yes.
No, the answer is no. Oh, sorry. 818-955-KLOS, what do you want to hear? Heavy metal will be on in one theater. The Exorcist, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Rocky Horror, Pink Floyd, The Wall. I used to go see them all.
Good times.
You just get bored with one movie and go to the other one. Those are the days.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, Kevin writes, can I get a request? The Allman Brothers whipping post.
Cool. How do they write to us virtually? How do they do that?
At Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Here you go. Allman Brothers, all request fest, 95.5. KLOS. Hey! Man, I love that song so damn much.
So does Mel, who requested that for her 30th birthday. Oh. She's going to Vegas to see the Stones.
Ah, nice!
This weekend.
Good one, Mel. Happy birthday, too. Very cool.
KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Hello. Can we hear some Rival Sons do your worst?
Yeah, very cool. Who are you?
Stacy.
Stacy, have you ever seen them play live?
I have not. I would like to, though.
You need to make that happen as soon as possible, Stacy.
Well, I certainly will as soon as I hear they're coming to town.
I'll give them, I was going to give you their home address and you could go knock on the door and say, hey, play for me live now.
I don't feel like that's the way
that's
it works.
Awesome.
No. Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
Stacey,
yeah, no, she's on board.
Okay,
they'll
no.
be happy with it.
Not going to happen.
All right, here you go, Stacey.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Do your worst. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It's also our all request fest where we take requests from 5 to 7 every Friday afternoon to get your weekend started, right?
Damn
and
straight.
You get one more shot at the KLOS high-low game.
Kevin.
And
Sluggo.
Now, KLOS.
It is our all request fest. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Hey, it's all request fest. What do you want to hear?
Oh, geez, finally. I want to hear Fairies Wear Boots by Black Sabbath.
Hey, that's a damn good suggestion. That goes all the
yeah,
way back to my little kidhood. I remember my sister blasting that in there.
Exactly. I was a teenager, loving it.
Nice. Yeah, were you in your room burning the incense and smoking the funny stuff while listening to that like my sister
yep.
was?
Yep. And We Stole Our Souls, freaking album. I flip it over every night.
Hell yeah.
This is a double album. Just pop it with the headsets on.
Right
I love it.
Right
nicely done.
What's your name?
Patrick Lenahan for freaking Whittier, South Whittier.
Patrick, thanks for hanging on for 400 years. It takes a little while because there's nobody in here helping us.
But, no worries. I'm just doing yard work. My headset's on. I'm listening to KLOS, brother.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our all request fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, I was thinking about switching it up with a little bit of comedy and going with Weird Al, Poke Your Eyes Out.
Weird Al, you can never go wrong with Weird Al.
That is a great choice.
Who are you?
Felix.
Felix, meet Weird. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, sort of a compilation request. Every single week we get requests for a Boingo, and a couple people have said over time, how about Just a Lad?
And just went to Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, you had Danny a really Elfman. Good time with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was so fun. That was
so that's
good.
Awesome. As usual, Danny puts on an amazing
yep.
show.
He Very is amazing.
Cool. All right, so we got some cash to give away. Money, right?
We have $2,100 in the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. $2,100. Pick a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 59, and it was too high.
Too high. All right. A little too high.
818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
It is the KLOS high-low game. Who is this?
David.
David, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God. Battley.
It's the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $2,100. And the only clue we can give you is the last guess was 59 and it was too high.
So I want to say it's 58.
Do you want to say it's what?
58.
Yep. Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Well, good, because...
Wow!
Yeah!
Hell yeah, man! Oh, my God.
You just won $2,100.
No, oh, my God. My heart is pounding.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. I feel like I just took a cook.
That's the way you want to kick off your weekend, right?
Hell yeah, man.
Congrats. You also got tickets to Evanescence and Hailstorm at the YouTube Theater. You can buy those tickets now at Ticketmaster. But congratulations
on your $2,100, man.
Oh, my God. Awesome, 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 man.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the All Request Fest. Who is that for, Young?
Jose from Los Angeles.
Jose, good request. Agreed. Well done. So this guy, David from Riverside.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, my God.
You just won $2,100.
No, oh, my God. My heart is pounding.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
That's the way you want to kick off your weekend, right?
Hell yeah, man.
After winning the cash, he went on to request Motorhead, Ace of Spades, and dude, more than happy to play for you.
Oh, my God. Awesome, 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 man.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, the All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Hey, play the dark side of my balls with your mouth.
was wondering if you're going to get through today.
Very creative.
Well done, sir. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, happy weekend, guys.
To you as well. We're doing great. What can we play for you?
First of all, kudos to those who called out for Oingo Boingo.
Yes, agreed.
Lots of good stuff this week, man.
Nice. Agreed.
Weird Al.
And Weird Al.
And Weird Al, yeah. I was like, oh, that has to happen. That needs to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, can I get a little Red Barchetta by Rush?
Oh, fine. No. Fine. Oh, wait. Kevin says no.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nope, sorry.
That song came out today, so I requested a brand new Green Day.
Wow, that's so weird. Holy Toledo! You know what I always say all the time? It always freaks people out sometimes. Holy Bible!
That is a weird
really
thing
dumb.
To
That's
shout.
Really yeah. lame. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, very sorry about that. Stephanie asked for one of my favorite Hendrix songs, but then that's redundant. I love them all. It's Fire on KLOS. Hello, KLOS. It's our All Request Fest.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are great because it's Friday and it's our All Request Fest.
That's right. It's Friday. I
nope.
love you guys. It's
nope.
the best.
What can we do for you?
Can I hear Seashell Sanctuary by the Cold?
Kevin, someone named Kevin requested that song. Huh. Was that you by any chance?
It was not.
Oh, well, Kevin's have
or
good taste.
Have been. I don't know.
Well, it came in and, at Kevin and Sluggo, so good request and well done. All right, you know what, man? I think we've done enough playing music and stuff.
That wraps up the All Request Fest.
And thank you for playing along and asking for Weird Al and all the weird stuff you asked for this weekend.
Some good requests.
Yeah, so I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Yeah. Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Weeknd.
Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song made it across the ocean and to these shores on this day. Actually released Immigrant Song to the U.S. Thanks to the movie Cocktail on this day in rock in 1988, the Beach Boys, who hadn't had a number one hit since Good Vibrations.